Well, Zach, I actually just finished crushing some chicken farm, and I am freaking ready to rock and roll.
You are Locked On Auburn, your daily podcast on the Auburn Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yes, welcome on into Locked On Auburn, your daily Auburn Tigers podcast. I'm your host, Zach Blackerby. Thank you so much for making Locked On Auburn your first listen every single day, despite how many times we record the podcast. You never know. Well, we're joined, as we are every Tuesday, by Charlie Five. Is a Charlie Tuesday, the Auburn message board legend himself. How are you?
Doing well. This is my flu game. I think I got the flu, but we're going to get through it. We're gonna have fun.
We got done recording, and then Kobe Hudson made a cryptic quote. He may be a natural wide receiver.
What's that cryptic?
I guess not. So Kobe Hudson posting, to my Auburn family, my first 2 years of college have been nothing short of amazing. It was a dream of mine since an adolescence to play in front of Jordan Hare. My whole motive when I came to Auburn was be the best I could be on and off the field. To all of my teammates, y'all are my brothers, and I love y'all guys for life. He from the north, I'm from the south. He don't understand me. Five out. Got to assume that's about Brian Harsin. And then shortly after he posted that, he put on his Instagram story that he never wanted to leave Auburn. He got kicked off the team.
How about that?
So that's
how about
wild.
That Tuesday? Let's go.
Yeah. Wild stuff. Wild stuff. We talked about Calzada the first take. So this is... this is juicy stuff. So, you want to go first on this?
Yeah. So the portal giveth and the portal taketh. It hurts on one hand because he was probably our best offensive player outside of Tank.
Is there a word? Future. Is there a word that you would describe him as?
He's pretty natural.
Natural wide receiver.
He just most things that he did was natural. Mm-hmm. He's no longer natural though. Now he's just gone. So right. Yeah, it hurts. I'm very the him being quote unquote kicked off, that is very interesting. What would he have had to have done for that to have happened? You don't boot your top receiver for no reason though. You know what I mean? Right. So you don't do it for absolutely nothing. So I can't imagine it just willy-nilly, we're just getting rid of people. So there must have been something serious.
No, I think you're right. I think you nailed it. And so what does this mean for the Tigers in 2022? Well, this will be their second season in a row where they will lose their top three wide receivers. Demetrius Robertson, he's playing in the Hula Bowl. He's out of eligibility. And then it's assumed that Shedrick Jackson is done. So I think he has a super senior season left if he wants to use it, but it appears that he's done. So we'll see if that changes at all. But not a great spot you find yourself in as an offense. John Samuel Shanker at the moment, it will be the focal point of the receiving game. But
yeah,
you know, Kobe
he's like
Hudson,
30.
That's right. So Kobe had really worked his way to be the wide receiver one, and he had such a good Birmingham Bowl, and that was kind of the positive takeaway from the game is, okay, maybe with another offseason, Kobe Hudson can take that next step. He looks so good, so fresh, so natural, and now that's not going to be the case. So that's it from a receiver standpoint. And then you briefly touched on the culture aspect of all of this. I mean, these people that are leaving are guys that Gus Malzahn recruited. And that stuff matters. Now, whether you want to go super deep into it and say that, okay, the folks that Gus recruited were, you know, mentally, you know, not as tough as the guys that Harsin wants, I'm fine if you want to do that. I think it's a tad unfair to some of these dudes, but that's fine. I'm not going to tell you what to think. But that is going to be a storyline going through it from Auburn folks. And now you're seeing Auburn folks say, like, well, you know, Kobe Hudson dropped as many catches or balls as he caught. I think it's a little unfair because we were all talking about how much better he looked over the course of the season. So, like, let's don't act like Kobe Hudson was bad. And, you know, people are saying, well, if he goes to, you know, a good team with a lot of receivers, you know, he's a number two or a number three receiver. And it's like, yeah, we love Kobe Hudson on this show, and we've been saying that. Like, yep. Auburn has a bunch of number two and number three wide receivers. They needed that number one guy. And so I don't know how they get that dude. I have no idea. But, you know, Kobe was the closest thing to a number one receiver that Auburn had access to going into 2022. So this is a big deal. This is a big loss for the Auburn Tigers going into 2022. Was Kobe Hudson perfect? Absolutely not. But he was the best that they had at that position.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not saying that – I'm not ready to say the jury's out, but it is something I have my eye on. It's interesting to me that defensive players are coming back and offensive players are leaving. So that is something that I'm going to keep my eye on moving forward. You know, the defensive side, we've seen amazing closes in recruiting. We've seen guys that could have been drafted come back. And, you know, it seems like our offensive guys are trying to get out as fast as they can. We got to convince people to stay. And it's just it's a weird, weird deal going on right now on the offensive side of the ball. Dylan Gabriel was a guy that we thought maybe could come in and play. He committed to Oklahoma, flipped from UCLA. Looks like he was kind of possibly watching that Caleb Williams scenario, see if that's something that he wanted to – you know, wanted to jump to if it materialized. Some people thought maybe Auburn had a shot, but man, this offensive side is, I'm not saying I'm like writing it off, but I've definitely got my eye on it.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to jump in more to the quarterback speculation in a moment. Then the final bit of today's show, we will hear from Auburn basketball guard Zepp Jasper, but
stud.
Yeah. So, the sales pitch now to get a quarterback is even more significant now that Kobe Hudson is gone. So,
yes,
I wanted Auburn to get two wide receivers via the transfer portal. That number, it sounds ridiculous to say to go get three guys in the transfer portal, but you almost have to, or you have to at least try. I mean, right now, and glass half full, Auburn's strength at the receiver position were guys that they were lining up in the slot. But it was just like, okay, you're not going to see Kobe Hudson and Javaris Johnson and Tarvaris Dawson. All in the field at the same time. So now it's like, okay, there's a path to playing time for Javaris Johnson, which I think he's fine. And then Tarvaris Dawson, maybe he can kind of continue. You know, maybe he's been developing because it sounded like he made a real push for some potential, you know, movement up the depth chart last fall. So perhaps that's the glass half full way to look at it is, okay, he, you know, that was the spot where Auburn had the most dudes. Outside, I have no idea what they do. So those are going to be the guys that you needed to go out and get anyway in the transfer portal, and that doesn't change. Do you need to go and get a slot receiver now? Probably not, because the two guys that I mentioned, I think, were there, and also you have so much depth. We talked about this yesterday in the tight end room. I think Landon King can cover up some things on, you know, with from a slot standpoint if you need him to, as well as Shanker. So that is the glass half full way to look at this, in my opinion.
No, I'm with you. The only problem that I have with that is that it doesn't seem like there's a lot of sense of urgency to fill those needs. You know, guys pop up. We seem like we're in the evaluation period for a long period of time, we offer and they commit somewhere else, especially out of this portal. And it seems like something that you can't really, the portal's not something you can really, you got to pounce on it whenever it happens. And I'm with you. I feel like we need a big body guy, like a big body, red zone guy. And, you know, maybe a more true 6 foot, 180, 190 pound burner type guy to be, and that could be Tarvaris Dawson. But yeah, definitely got to have, you got to have some movement. We got to have some movement. And hopefully, January 5th, which is Wednesday tomorrow, that's when guys can start visiting, transfer guys. There's like a window of opportunity early for them, the 5th through the 11th. So hopefully there'll be some guys, you know, a lot of more movement after tomorrow, but a lot of the work's already being done, like across the country. A lot of the work's already being done and you're not seeing hardly any of it on the Auburn side, outside of the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah. And as far as like freshmen that can make an impact, like Camden Bridges, I don't see him being a start day one kind of guy. Same with Jay Fair, the other receiver in the 2022. Yeah. Did Auburn bring in more than two receivers in this class? I don't think so.
Amari Kelly. Jay Fair. Don't see those guys playing, you know.
Those guys are pretty early. Raw. I think they have a lot of talent. I just don't think they're day one guys. So,
for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what Auburn's answer is. But, yeah, this is you can say what you want about Kobe. This is a big loss. So, all right, we'll talk about quarterbacks, and then we'll be joined by Zepp Jasper in just a moment. Hey, guys, I want to tell you about this app. It's going to save you a lot of money, or really make you some money. It's called GetUpside. You can download the GetUpside app in your phone's app store, whether it's on iPhone or Google Play if you're an Android person. But you can just use promo code SCORE, and you get a bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. And so that's up to 50 cents cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. We all drive, and we all buy gas. And so you can save a ton of money by downloading GetUpside and using the promo code SCORE to get up to 50 cents back on every single fill-up that you do, which is exciting. So some people who are driving a lot, they're making like $200 or $300 a month using this GetUpside app. And so download it for free, GetUpside, and use that promo code SCORE. Also, today's show brought to you by our friends at betonline.ag. Look, it's that time of year where folks are making new resolutions. I know what yours was. It was to bet more and to win more money watching sports. So go to betonline.ag. It remains the number one spot for all sports action all year round. That didn't change just because we're in 2022 now. So use promo code LOCKEDON when you make your first deposit, and you'll get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Charlie Five, I've just been getting blown up with texts and DMs and all this. I'm not a Kobe Hudson expert. I just labeled him as a natural wide receiver. I don't know Kobe.
Yeah.
People are like, why did he get kicked off the team? Like, I don't know. I have no idea. but I appreciate you think that of me. Up. Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be very on brand, wouldn't it? seriously, just to put a bow on this. Wish Kobe Hudson nothing but the best. I'm not going to diss Kobe Hudson. Other fans can. I don't care. You can do whatever you want. But I think Kobe had a lot of promise. Assuming everything he's saying is true, and he did get kicked off the team, hopefully whatever the reason was gets cleaned up, and it does not follow him to his next destination. And hopefully he doesn't stay in the SEC and we have to defend him, because I have a lot of respect for him as a player. So, all right, touched on this, but Auburn is going after quarterbacks. That seems to be a thing. There's smoke everywhere, Charlie Five. They seem to have their hand in every possible transfer quarterback's cookie jar, and they're trying to get a part of it, making a lot of calls. So you mentioned Caleb Williams, the Oklahoma quarterback. He is transferring. He has entered the transfer portal. And so that's one that is interesting.
Yeah, very.
I would love to know, especially now, when Brian Harsin or Austin Davis, whoever is making the recruiting pitch to the transfer quarterback, I would love to know what the pitch is.
It's tough.
Yeah, it's a tough pitch. Because you can say, well, you can come in and win the starting job, but like every person calling them is saying that. So like, I'm not, how much weight does that hold? I have no idea. Which,
you come in behind an offensive line who has had struggles. You don't have a true number one wide receiver. You do have Tank and Jarquez, which is great to have. You got a good tight end, but you got to go against the toughest competition. Like, why wouldn't they just go to like UCLA and play, you know, go to where defense is optional, go Big 10, Big 12, like totally. Dylan Gabriel,
right.
go there where his defense, I mean, it's a tough, tough sell, but you know what? That's why you get paid to do what you do. You gotta sell it. And maybe there's some other pieces in place that maybe it's not 100% official yet. And they can use that as a sales pitch. Like, hey, look, we got this guy on board. I don't know. I'm just speculating. But, otherwise, it's a very tough sale to get a guy like Caleb Williams, who could go anywhere in the country. He also could go to USC, where his coach is, and be the star of L.A. I mean, it's a – or come to Auburn. You know what I mean? It's right. It's a tough sale. It's a tough sale.
So as we record this late Monday night, like I said, this is not the first time you and I have sat down to record a podcast. So, and your co-host on Dadbod Golf Pod just texted me, do you have to redo a pod today? Thank you, Ben Taylor. but I woke up Monday, got on auburnlive.com as I do most mornings, jumped in the corner message board, and Jeffrey Lee's talking about how Auburn, I don't want to make this all about me, but I'm about to. Jeffrey Lee's posts about how Auburn seems to have interest in the Calzone, Zach Calzada. And it's like, okay, of course, the main quarterback that I have poked all season, and as all these other transfer quarterbacks go elsewhere, it's like, oh my goodness. Like Auburn has a legit shot of like, you know, having Calzada just because it's, he appears to be like plan Z. I mean,
he's what? Yeah, he's coming in to visit this weekend.
And then so my dude, Kobe Trent, like what a rough day, man.
It's a bad scene for Zach.
Like, yeah, I know you have the flu, but I'm going to make this about me just for a second, Charlie Five.
Feel sorry for Zach right now.
Yes. Yes. Feel sorry for me, please. Thank you. If you're watching on YouTube, please like the video. It would help a ton. So at this rate, is Zach Calzada the transfer quarterback that Auburn lands going into 2022 in your mind? If you had to say right now as we record this late Monday evening.
If something doesn't happen between now and when he visits, he could be the guy. If something doesn't materialize, that could be it. Why else would he come visit? You know, that would be, I don't know that I would really understand that move to be quite frank. But
Charlie Five, this is the most frustrated I've ever been recording something ever. I'm trying to think of I am so frustrated right now.
You gotta be seething.
Yeah. And I just, I just hate, I'm a pretty positive dude. I am an Auburn sunshine pumper, but this Kobe thing is a big deal. I just got on while you're talking, I'm clicking on like reading our comments from our friends at the Locked On Auburn Discord. And people are saying like, yeah, you know, I'm actually not that upset over it. It's like, why? I just don't get it. I don't get painting him as, you know, some like, well, you know, he dropped it a ton. It just doesn't make sense. He is the best option Auburn had at wide receiver going into the offseason. And there's not a 1,000%. Dude better than him in the portal right now that Auburn is even talking to. So
I don't even know who we're talking to at wide receiver.
No. Yeah. I mean, I thought Auburn was going to get receivers last year too. And it's like, all right, Demetrius Robertson. And I actually thought he was going to be a lot better than he was, but whatever. So I just, the approach and the response, maybe it's a defense mechanism. Maybe Auburn fans have just been hurt enough. Maybe we're all just damaged. I don't know. And I shouldn't care, but I clearly do because it's upsetting me. So,
well, it's going to hurt t-shirt sales. That's a big one.
Oh, no, we can, at aushirts.com, the National Wide Receiver Shirts, we can force this joke on someone else.
Sure.
I mean,
yeah, that's true.
I'm good at very few things, Charlie Five, but running a joke into the ground is my God-given ability. So
you're talented in that aspect.
Yeah, thank you, Charlie Five. But that's it. That's really it. I don't know. I'm sorry for folks. I like to be an escape. I like to be a positive escape for people every day, and I have not offered that to you guys today, but that is...
Let's be positive really quick. Let's be positive. Let's talk about really quick the basketball game. We went to the LSU game.
Yes, we're about to hear from Zepp in just a few minutes before... I just want to... No, stay tuned. It's about to get a lot better. The show's about to get a ton positive. Better. Yes.
Basketball school. Anyway, we had really good seats.
Yes.
On the floor, a little flex. But anyway, right. you had a little screen time on ESPN and somebody screenshotted it and tagged you on Twitter. And then I retweeted and asked what Zach was thinking, wrong answers only, and got some absolutely classic responses. Oh my gosh.
So funny.
I want you to pick the winner. There was like,
there's a million of them though. Are you going to narrow it down for me? We don't have time to do them all.
No, I'm going to give you three. Choices. All right. Okay. So the first one is a GIF of the Tiger King.
GIF.
And he says, GIF, whatever. I am never going to financially recover from this.
Those were nice seats. Those were nice seats for sure. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. That one was great. Okay.
All right. And then one, Auburn Memes, who's a legend, he took your face and put it on Bruce's body and took Bruce's face and put it on your body. It was absolutely hilarious. I said I could – it made me stop breathing. I was laughing so hard. By the way, I'm right behind Bruce's head. That's what sucks.
You're getting
sent cut out.
By
I was right
Bruce
behind
Pearl.
Bruce's head.
Yep. That's right.
And then the last one, which is really good, it's the meme that you see. It's like a superhero, and he's sweating, and he can't decide. He's
There's
got
two buttons.
Two buttons.
Yes.
Two buttons, and one of them says real chocolate or good for you. And so he's trying to pick which one, which is a shout out to Built Bar.
Yes.
That's absolutely amazing.
That one was my favorite. I'm glad that made your top three. That one was my favorite. So, yes, that one wins in my opinion.
So shout out to Barney Kessler, recruiting figure. At Gustav Exotic. You win.
Gustav
High five.
Exotic.
High five.
I love it.
High five to Barney Kessler.
No, recruiting finger. Recruiting finger, Gustav Exotic. No, that was hilarious. No. So stay tuned. Zepp Jasper joins in just a second. And towards the end, we talk about the memes.
Yes.
They have a group chat. The
I
basketball team has a group chat about
I can't
it.
Wait
so,
to hear.
Yeah, here we'll hear Zepp talk about that in just a second. Charlie Five, how can folks find you, listen to you, support you, all that
Absolutely.
Good stuff?
Find me on Twitter at @_Charlie_5, AuburnLive.com, message board The Corner, or Monday, Wednesday, Friday on the Dad Bod Golf Pod.
I love that. That is Charlie Five, another Charlie Tuesday. In the books. Today's show brought to you by our friends at NetSuite. This is it, the putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours, but on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business with poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 28,000 businesses already use NetSuite. For the new year, NetSuite has a new financing software for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/locked. That is netsuite.com/locked. We're now joined by Auburn guard Zepp Jasper. Zepp, how did the holidays treat you, my friend?
Holiday treated me well. You know, Good. Seeing the family, you know, just seeing the loved ones, being able to go back to my city, right. You know, give back a few, just to spread love around. Right. It actually treated me well. How did it treat you?
It was good, man. I appreciate asking. It was good. Family came in town, so that's always nice, man. So before the season started, you came on and you talked about, you know, you came to Auburn so Auburn Arena would be loud and you could feed off the energy. I think it's safe to say that happened against LSU last week.
Oh, yeah. The fans were swarmed in the jungle. It probably was the best game last year we had with just fans completely.
Yeah.
And against a great LSU team, a very well coached LSU team. We had the energy from the jump ball to the finish. They helped us win that game. That was crucial because coming into this game, we knew LSU would come in playing hard, got great players, like I say, very well coached. And we needed every little thing to help us get over the hump to win this game. So I appreciate the fans, the kids, the loved ones who came to the game, just the support. And we didn't even have the students. So imagine if we had the students, that arena would be rocking. I think the roof would be off the arena if we had the students.
Yeah.
But I still appreciate the ones who came to the game. They still were sold out. We still had the best fans in the world, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, it was an electric environment for sure. One of the loudest environments I've ever been in. Is that the loudest game you've played in?
I wouldn't be able to say it's the loudest game played in, but you know, it's about to ramp back up. It's about to get crazy. We got Florida coming at home on the 8th. I think that's Saturday. And that game is going to be rocking.
Right.
Florida's a great team. They play with a lot of confidence, play a lot of tough players. And we're going to need that energy. We're going to need that crowd.
Right.
Because the crowd is going to give us that boost. Like I always tell you, it's going to give us that energy. And we're just going to feed off that energy every game. So, you know, SEC, the conference is here. So every game counts. We want to win every game, no matter who we play. No matter if you're at the bottom, no matter if you're at the top, the middle, we treat every opponent like they're the best in the world, like they top notch. Like I said, we never We never look at the person, look at the people who, what's the name on the jersey. We just come and play hard. And that's how we win.
So y'all's next opponent is South Carolina. We were talking briefly before we started recording, Zep, but they play a ton of dudes. I mean, I'm just looking at like their stats and their average minutes per game, and they've got like 10 or 11 dudes that average over 10 minutes a game. How does that change how you prep for an opposing team?
Well, you know, it changes because you have a lot of teams that only play 7 to 8 guys.
Right.
When you have a team like us, we play 11 guys. And it just shows that they have a lot of depth. If one man go down, you know, it don't stop a show. And so it just shows two teams going to be playing with 11 guys. But it's about who's going to be able to, you know, sustain, who's going to be able to have the most energy, who's going to come out to play harder, who's going to come out to play ready.
Right.
And I actually think they're a decent team. And I think, you know, they're a middle-of-the-pack team. And I think, you know, it's like you said, you was looking at the numbers. They play 11 guys, all of them play 10-plus minutes.
Right.
I actually think that helps out on the team, especially when you have different type of players and different type of styles. So you never know what's coming into the game. You never know what guy can have a good game, because this guy can have a good game one night. This guy can have a good game one night. So you have to be prepared. Like you say, you have to watch film. You just got to be ready for each player, because at any given night, any player can make something happen out of those 1 through 11 on their team.
Right. And you mentioned when you have so many guys and, you know, somebody can't dress out, like Devin wasn't able to play against LSU. It sounds like he had an illness going on. But, you know, Allen was able to come back, and I mean, he had an incredible return to the starting lineup. He played really well defensively, had a few shots from deep go in, which is always exciting to see. But I mean, the amount of depth on this roster is incredible, and it seems like you guys trust each other so much already this early in the conference play.
Oh yeah, the amount of depth on this team is unbelievable. I never seen nothing like it before. The reason I say that is because it's just like, I say, one man go down,
yeah,
it's like we get even stronger. Like Al, you know, he had been out. He's getting his groove back. Like, I was super excited to see him out there thriving, doing what he do best. Mm-hmm. He's came along. He's back happy. You know, he's back in his groove.
Right.
He's showing people why he's going to be a first rounder and why he's one of the best players in the nation. And it's just exciting just to see your team thrive and, you know, move up and get, you know, some more respect. You know, like I said, we don't get much respect like we supposed to, but, you know, these next 2 weeks is going to be crucial. It's going to show what team we really are on the road.
Yeah.
And actually here too, but road games are more tough than home games because mm-hmm. you don't have your crowd. I think our team, we just got to be focused. We got to stay the course. We got to be humble, because being humble is, you know, is always big, because you never can go into a game with a big head. You know, even though we win in games on like 7 to 8 win game streak, mm-hmm. Any time we can be beat. And I think we know that. So coming into this South Carolina game, we got to be well prepared. We got to be well focused to get the job done.
Right, right. Well, and Zep, you know, that 10th or 11th guy that's kind of stepped up has been Lior Berman. What mm-hmm. is he doing in practice that kind of earned him all of this playing time?
Well, I think Lior always been ready for the moment.
Yeah.
He's one not scared of anything. He showed to practice, laced his shoes up, and act like he's just there. He just goes with a ton of confidence. Plays hard, plays physical, knows everything. I actually asked Lior when I'm at the 2-guard spot to help me out sometimes with the plays and the play call reviews, and he would tell me. And you know, I speak very highly of him.
Yeah,
he done came a long way, and it just made me proud. You know, just to see a guy that's a walk on to get those type of minutes, to see how hard he done worked and see how far he came, and I know it make his parents proud. Just to see, you know, how much motivation that is for Lior to be on the floor with us.
Yeah.
After all the work he'd had.
Yeah, he's scrappy. You can tell he's putting the effort in. That's awesome. That's awesome to see.
No doubt.
So Walker Kessler against LSU, he had like a block rate around the rim of like 46%. So like just about every other shot he blocked. When you have a dude like that behind you defensively, does it change how you guard people? Like, are you able to give them a little bit more and kind of force them to the rims because you know Kessler's probably going to be able to contest the shot?
Well, it doesn't change how we guard.
Okay.
It just always, it's like always you have a backup. Like, you know, when you know you got a plan B.
Yeah.
Like Walker, you're plan B, but you the plan A.
He's a pretty good so plan it's like, B.
It's like that plan B is a 50% chance.
Yeah.
So when you have these guards, you have these big men going to the hole, it's like their eyes light up because it's like, I see a 7 foot. I see a mini Yao Ming down there. And when they see that mini Yao Ming, he start blocking those shots. Those good players start realizing, I can't get the ball up over him.
Mm-hmm.
And once guards go past us, we realize like we got Walker. Right. He's gonna block it most of the time. And like that LSU game was crazy.
It was crazy.
It was crazy because he was just blocking shots left and right, left and right. The big man, he's 7 footer, blocking left and right. And you know, LSU, I respect LSU because, you know, they came in here, played tough environment, you know, and didn't talk and didn't say nothing bad about Auburn, didn't talk no trash.
Yeah.
They actually respected us, you know, when they came in here. And I asked Walker Kessler, I said, did the big man say anything to you, man? Did he talk any trash? He said, nah. He said, when the game first started, we said just a little bit of words, like just talking. And I was like, man, I know he was frustrated, man. He ain't never seen nothing like you. He ain't never seen nobody block shots like you. You blocked it. I'll say you blocked his shot. He tried to lay the ball up. You blocked his shot. Then he told me one player on the team was like, man, you blocked so many shots. You might be goaltending. And I just was super proud of him for the game he had against LSU to show people why Walker Kessler is one of the best bigs in the country.
Right.
And why he will be one of the best bigs in the country. And he will help us win a national championship.
I love that. No, he's playing out of his mind right now. So, Zep, one of the things that has become, I guess, a post-game ritual for most Auburn fans is after you guys get a win, a lot of fans go over to the opposing team's official Twitter account and they post the final score and they post memes and GIFs and all kinds of things that are related to you guys for the most part. Auburn basketball players or Bruce Pearl or Coach Pruitt or, you know, Steven, whoever it may be. LSU was like within 30 minutes, it had over 1,000 replies from Auburn fans posting these memes and GIFs, and then also like 300 and something quote tweets within like an hour after the game. What, you guys have to look at some of those, right? Do you guys scroll through some of those after the game? Because that has to be hilarious for y'all to go through those together.
You know, it's funny because, you know, we got a team group chat, you know, with just the players and, you know, like you say, we always, you know, sometimes you just get on Twitter, you scroll down and you see a lot of things and, you know, just see a lot of stuff. You know, we actually think it's good, you know, for our fans to do stuff like that.
Yeah, right.
It just shows how engaged that our fans are with us. Like, it's like they the players too. Like, I really enjoy it. It's like you see the kickback Kessler, welcome to Jabari Smith world.
The Jabari Safari is a lot of popular little
memes. And like we send all those pictures in our group chats. And we just be thinking it's funny. We love it. We actually love it. Like I said, I love when they do that. It just like it shows like you don't want to mess with Auburn and their fans. Like it shows like we a family. Once we win, once the team wins, everybody wins. Not just us. The fans wins too. That's what makes us. The fans win, the community win. It just everybody wins.
Right.
Everybody.
Yeah, there's been and I think folks kind of sit on these for a while. I think they make them like a few days before the game. They're like, oh, I can't wait to use this. When people are sharing some in Locked On Auburn's Discord chat, Well, they've made one, you know, against South Carolina. It's like, oh, I can't wait to drop this one, you know, in the replies. But it's become a fun thing, and it's cool because now you're seeing like opposing teams dread posting it. Like LSU's caption was like, oh boy, like North Alabama made a tweet during the game, like, yes, we know what's coming. Thank you for letting us know. And then like Murray State turned off the replies to the tweet, and so and then they like took it down. So it's been really fun to watch. So I'm glad you guys are having fun with it.
I never knew that like they sometimes they take it down because
Murray
they,
State took I it down. It's
like, I know it's like, dang, we got all these Auburn fans on there. Where's our fans? Like, you know, they got more fans on here than us.
That's right.
So it just shows you that, you know, like I say, when we win, everybody wins.
Right.
And that's what makes us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It was like, that's a humble mentality. Like, if our fans can't win, we can't win. If we don't win, our fans don't win. So it just show you, like, the level of family, the level of trust, you know, this community put into you.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Zep, thank you so much for your time, as always, brother. And good luck against South Carolina and against the Gators this weekend. And we'll talk again next week.
Thank you.
That does it for today's edition of the podcast. Thank you so much to Charlie Five. Thank you so much to Zep Jasper for hanging out with us. And, of course, Auburn basketball takes on South Carolina tonight, Tuesday evening. And we will recap that game and more on tomorrow's edition of the show. Follow me on Twitter at ZBlacker. Be sure on Twitter at Locked On Auburn. On Instagram at Auburn Podcast. And you can check out all my written work at auburnwire.com. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Locked On Auburn.